State health officials say out of the more than 7,700 people who've tested positive for coronavirus, at least 700 have now been hospitalized. It's caused a dire shortage of face masks, gowns, and respirators, and it's led governments and hospitals around the country to turn to unusual sources to keep their healthcare workers safe. In the Boston area, one group of students is working to restore thousands of partially deteriorated medical-grade masks for the hospital staff at Tufts University. WBUR's Wilder Fleming has this story.
When the Tufts Medical Center accepted a private donation of some 6,000 face masks in March, their gratitude was mixed with frustration. The masks themselves were in good condition, still wrapped in their original packaging, but the elastic cords used to secure them were so deteriorated they snapped easily. Yet the masks were certified N95, and Tufts could not afford to give them up.
Not using the masks wasn't really an option, so we had to figure out a way to repair them quickly.
That's Amanda Schwartz, a master's student at Tufts. Schwartz teamed up with the military fellows from the Fletcher School to assemble a team of volunteers from around the Boston area. Within a matter of days, dozens of students from MIT, Tufts, and Harvard had managed to prototype a solution and built a makeshift assembly line at Tufts Dental School.
We're working to take those masks, replace the elastics with a new system.
James Aronson is a recent master's graduate from the Tufts Engineering School. Each volunteer sits several seats apart, focused on their particular task.
I am doing a combination of punching holes in the mask and then threading the new elastic into the holes of these masks.
The student volunteers wear face masks, eye protection, gloves, and gowns. Aronson says everything right down to the last pen has been sanitized. WBUR wasn't allowed into the room to record. Amanda Schwartz sent us a video of the operation. Even with all these precautions, Aronson says his volunteers could be exposing themselves to the virus by working in the same room together.
I think everybody recognizes there might be some risk, but this is also something that can make a big difference to a lot more people.
Aronson says the volunteers have now fixed more than 2,000 masks, each one labeled and traceable back to the volunteer who worked on it. In an emailed statement, Tufts Medical Center said they are extremely grateful to the military fellows and students for their time and dedication in repairing masks to add to their stockpile. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Wilder Fleming.